respiratory infection that I must have picked up on the airplane when I went to Denver a couple weeks ago. Anyhow, just to be on the safe side, I think our audience is well advised to stay back from the radio, okay? You know, not so far back that you can't hear it, obviously, but don't get too close to it, just in case I'm still a little contagious, which I probably am not, but you just can't be too safe, right?
Exactly.
All right. Now, am I to understand that my celebrity mom is there, too, in the studio?
Well, your mom is here.
Oh, okay. But my celebrity mom ain't.
Not sure.
Okay. So, Ma, this wonderful, nice lady who owns a winery it bought an entire case of your books.
Yes,
she took our advice that it makes a wonderful gift for everybody. And, you know, one fell swoop, you get rid of all of the people on your gift. Not get rid of the people, but get rid of, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yes. It's a very lovely gift. And she bought a whole box full.
And that's 28 of them.
28, and she had about 8 of them left over that she can use for other occasions.
And is it true that you inscribed all of them?
Yes, I did. And also, I subscribed them individually, like to Mary and to John, and you know, it's very nice.
Yeah.
And she left, and because they own a winery, she left some wine for me.
Oh, that would be delicious. Yeah, that would be great. That would be great. So, anyhow, so we want to put that idea out again. We want to plant the seed. I know it's a little early. I mean, Black Friday won't even happen until this week. But why not, you know, de-stress yourself from the beginning and get all of your holiday shopping out of the way by coming to 2300 Portola Drive or calling us ahead of time or emailing mz@ksco.com or actually coming on down during the next couple hours because you're going to be at the station, you know, between now and noontime,
right,
as you generally are on Saturdays, right?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Well, great.
And it's not too early because Christmas is only 4 weeks away.
You're absolutely right. That was an ignorant thing for me to say because it's not even too early to do your holiday shopping for Christmas 2014.
Right.
You know, for people who are smart and they want to, you know, have their lives be maximally organized. Anyhow, should have a pretty interesting program today. If we don't, people can always tune out if that's what they want to do. We do not require people to listen to KSCO if they don't want to. However, most people who are listening to KSCO realize that it's a wonderful station and that it should be listened to all the time, right?
Well, this topic is going to be very interesting and a little bit scary.
With that clue, let us play our good morning jingle, Aaron, please.
Good morning, a brighter day is here. Good morning, may we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Indeed have time, tunes, and temperature. Well, we have some time, and I guess this is a tune, but I rarely give the temperature, but I think you did, didn't you, Aaron? So anyhow, welcome to the Saturday special on your favorite radio station, the last independent radio station left in the world, KSCO AM 1080. We're proud of it. We hope you'll stay with us for the next couple hours. You will be glad you did.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Okay, I don't know if we need to play the crossfire jingle or the special fanfare jingle or any jingle, What do you think we should play, Aaron?
I think Crossfire.
Okay. We welcome back to KSCO Studios today our good friend Zoltán Egerisi, who is a Hungarian immigrant and a longtime listener and caller and occasional fill-in host and special friend of KSCO, along with his lady Maria. And Zoltán is a multi-talented individual. He speaks 577 languages fluently.
Only six, Michael.
Only six? Well,
yeah.
All right. Well,
actually,
I got
six and a half.
And so you're a pretty interesting dude, and you know, people have come to recognize you here on KSCO. And you and I were talking earlier on the phone during the week, and you're just back from a sort of a whirlwind tour of your own you know, areas in Europe, right?
Yes. Good morning to everybody. So this is Zoltán here, sitting next to this lovely young lady, Kay. Okay. And as we talked yesterday, yeah, I did mention that something is very, very bothersome, is affecting all of us here. And one of my main concern is, since I came back from Europe and I had a, you know, 4-week trip over there, which started in Berlin, and went to southern, you know, Germany, Dresden area, then to the Passau, Austria, Vienna, Hungary, Budapest, and, you know, Italy, Switzerland, France, and what was very shocking is what is happening here in Santa Cruz, as well as all over in the country, these chemical trails. So I'd like to bring the attention to everybody and to see, you know, what is happening, because seems to be a conspiracy of silence all over the world on when you look at the regular news, or when you try to turn on even Fox. The absence of information, I would call that one as, you know, brainwashing by omission. So if the information hurts and they just don't want to tell the public, you know, what is happening. So what is happening on a continuous basis here, almost on a daily basis, even here in Santa Cruz, yesterday I took several pictures where all these chemical trails, these camps, you know, so-called chemtrails, were, you know, highly visible to people who really pay attention to what's going on. And the question what we have is, what's in this chemtrail? What is the chemtrail? So the chemtrail itself is, as I just showed to Kay here, there are certain airplanes, notably Evergreen, you know, a company which flies usually U.S. troops. It's a kind of government operation. And I have a picture in front of me here which has a whole bunch of barrels, chemical barrels, and these planes, they go up and spray chemical things off. Okay, what's in this spray? Okay, this spray contains aluminum oxide, barium, and some other chemicals. Depends on, you know, the mixture. It's hard to see, you know, what is it on a continuous basis. And the government finally admitted that they spend approximately $2 billion on this project, the U.S. government alone, to do all these chemical experiments, which is actually no longer an experiment. It's an ongoing open operation. And the question is that everybody should ask himself, what the hell are they really spraying on it, and what? Because, you know, up to now, I have no information whatsoever if the EPA ever did any test on it. What kind of a chemical effect, you know, is what kind of effect does it create on the people? Because these aluminum nanoparticles with the all these different oxides, barium, actually lands on rivers. They lands on the water, on the food supplies, and they lands on farmland. So that is creating a slow-term effect of poisoning us here. So the question is that, you know, why are we poisoning ourselves, and why is everybody so quiet about it? Because there were some reports earlier on Fox and some other stations too. People called the stations, they alerted them, they took some of these chemtrail pictures. But, you know, right now it's completely missing from the news. So people need to know, what is happening here.
How do you know what's happening?
Okay, well, okay, I did a lot of research here, and I'm mostly on, if you Google, chemtrails, or you go on YouTube and you Google and you also search the information. And I also, my own physical observation, and I talked to some other people from different parts of the world, okay, them including Hawaii, Toronto, and Phoenix area. They all have these chemtrails. The only thing is that the government doesn't want to admit that, it's not the subject. So they don't want to admit, or they don't even talk about it at all. So, in other words, the government is in a position, they can do whatever they want to do. And my feeling is that some of the people, at the ICP, the United Nations Intercontinental Climate Program, whatever they call it, they are really behind this program, because they were really behind the program what they call global warming. And it's well known and proven that the global warming is not happening, because the last 15 years plus, actually the temperature increase has stopped, as a matter of fact, even reversed. So the global warming was practically a way to come up with a scam, like a carbon tax, where the people in the United States or Europe, where the people who have industry, somehow, quote unquote, we were to be blamed for all the smoke which, flew over to Africa. Some of these poor people, never had any chance of getting any good benefits out of the industrialization, except they had to get the smoke. So therefore, the legal mind thinks that the international legal mind, international socialist communists, they think that somehow we should be milked and distribute this money, from us by using smart meters and all the other scams, so they would come up with this global network of socialization.
Well, they don't call it global warming anymore. I don't think. I think it's been renamed climate change. Am I right?
Well, it is partially renamed climate change, but they're still doing it. Global warming. If it's something is red, okay, you and I, we know it's red, but don't call it pink or anything, just because it's politically effective or they have a financial incentives in it. And it is part of the Agenda 21, and if you go, to actually come and distribute things and just control the people in a globalized way. So the global warming actually backfired. It was discredited, and anybody who is not a global warming believer, according to Al Gore, we should be somehow punished. Okay, so in other words, he didn't say that we should be sent to an internment camp or FEMA camp to be reeducated
or just executed. Like yet
executed, that would be the worst case. Okay, so the global warming itself was discredited several places by scientists, PhDs and so on. And just a matter of fact, the North Pole expanded by approximately 30% of the size of Europe. So the loss of ice happened during the last 10, 15 years, it was already, reproduced, in a form of ice. So the global warming theory is practically, debunked. So what did these internationalists do, okay? Yeah, well, okay, why don't we just call it, change the agenda to climate change. And Europe, as well as here in the U.S., they have all kinds of climate change program, and which is the same running by the same people, the global warmers. So in the U.S., we have allocated over $22 billion this year and another $21.5 billion next year for all these, you know, climate change activity, which is just a bogus. And these chemical spraying is actually part of it, or some of the budget is actually hidden. So it's a very much of a story where everybody just has to kind of look into it and see what the hell is going on. And we would need a congressional investigation, because you and I, we can talk about it thanks to this great station of yours. But other places, just for some reason,
the great station that you're talking about is under vicious attack right now. Do you understand that? What you and I are engaging in, some people would call hate speech.
Yeah.
Understand that?
Yeah, because we hate to be mugged. Okay, we hate to be mugged by the government.
Uh-huh. All
right. So,
yeah, I understand that there was a letter to the editor written to one of the weekly papers this week, and that our Michael Olson answered that letter. But yeah, I mean, it talks about KSCO being just a bastion of hate speech, and what other nasty terminology was used? I don't know. But in any case, we haven't even invited callers yet, but we might as well, don't you think, Zoltan?
Can you wait a few more minutes? Okay, I got to get something off of my chest here. Still,
okay, good,
right?
good. Go ahead.
Yeah,
we have Steve Salinas who's waiting. Anybody else who wants to call 479-1080, go ahead and do it. But let's hear what Zoltan has to say.
Yeah, like Mike Olson, he just had a fantastic report just before this show, okay? So he was talking about, there was somebody who wrote a book and did some serious investigation on Chinese in a system, how they actually confiscated land from the people and do these massive confiscation of poisoning, whatever. So we are in a different world, okay, where all these chemicals spraying here, they affect the soil, okay, in other words, the pH contact is constantly changing, they affect the water, the EPA doesn't do anything about it, okay, and the problem is that this is on a global scale. Okay, what I was telling you before, okay, now I've seen it. I have taken a lot of pictures over in Europe, okay, and like 50 miles south from Paris just like 10 days ago, I started taking pictures. These planes were going back and forth crazy, okay? So then these chemtrails all of a sudden started to spread apart. Okay, when you have 10 jets, okay, fully loaded with this chemical stuff, Within 24 hours, the Paris was completely blocked of sunshine, completely blocked of the natural sun. Okay, the same thing happened in Germany. They spent hundreds of millions of dollars on setting up solar panels. Okay, so Germany doesn't have a lot of sun to begin with, because so why would they spend so many millions of dollars on solar panels? Then on the other hand, they come with chemical poisoning here, create these artificial clouds. They block out the sun from the solar powers, so they won't be able to generate electricity. They want to get out the coal, so it's just a total mess. Okay, and another thing is that I just noticed last night, on the internet, Googled it, that the Weather Channel in the U.S. is actually controlled by the Rothschild LLC. So in other words, they're telling us what the weather is.
The Weather Channel you're talking about.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So that was kind of shocking. I haven't had any more time to actually double check the source of all the information.
Have you used the Weather Channel as a resource very much yourself?
Not as yet, but I will check on it more. But funny thing is happening here. Like, I was in my home city, Bekish, okay, which is close to the Romanian border. My family, my brother Nick and his girlfriend Edith, they grow paprika, okay. So the paprika gets grounded up, and that's the way they make their living. All of a sudden, they had a frost in the middle of October, which wiped out half of their production. Okay, all right. That they also observed a lot of chemtrails, and I talked to the local mayor, and they know about it, but they don't know what the hell is happening, because all of a sudden, parts of the Hungary was blanketed with minus 4 or 5 Celsius. So any product on the field just went damaged, so it was completely destroyed. Then also in October, and if you recall, I mentioned it to you, there was a sudden cold, you know, coming into, I think it was North Dakota or South Dakota, where over 100,000 cows, they actually froze to death because there was a sudden snowstorm, sudden snowfall. It's over like 2 feet of snow, and the cows just couldn't move. So all these things were caused by these chemical trails, because when you mix ammonia with another compound, I forgot which one, actually creates, you know, a temperature drop of like, you know, 30-35 in a Fahrenheit within a very short period of time. Then all of a sudden, you know, this part of the area is frozen. Okay, So what I'm trying to say here, that, you know, people need to pay attention with it, and they create, you know, excessive amount of rainfall.
Right.
Just happened in Boulder, Colorado, you know, 2 months ago. They wiped out a lot of people's, you know, houses and so on.
Yeah, because I was there 2 weeks ago, and I saw the devastation firsthand. It was awful. Just awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
So you want people to just be aware of what's going on, and as crazy as it might sound, or as horrible or unbelievable or incredible as it may sound, people should really take a closer look. I have an email that I received from Matt in Ben Lomond. It says chemtrails! ! In the subject line. Your guest is right. Those jets are producing trails of chemicals, and I know what they are. 70% nitrogen, 18% oxygen, 2% carbon dioxide, and worst of all, dihydrogen monoxide, also known as the dreaded water vapor. I am putting on my tinfoil hat. I'm putting it back on now. Matt and Ben Lomond. Okay, Matt is obviously having some fun with sarcasm here, Maybe this tells you that there are people who won't even open their minds to the possibility that something sinister might be going on. Now,
That's a problem.
Yeah.
I have talked to younger people, and I asked them just to look at it, and some of them, they actually turned their head away. I said, what's wrong with me? I said, well, just look at the difference, okay? They don't teach a lot of physics anymore or even math, because right now, you know, if it's three times four equals, you know, 14, for the government is fine, because for them it's better to have a lot of dummies. It's easier to control them. That's what Hitler said too, you know?
It's easier to control dummies.
Yeah. That's what Goebbels said. Okay, you know, it is a blessing for the nation if we have a lot of sheep, you know. So we're going in that direction, and you have to realize, okay, you know, here is the cloud. What's the difference between cloud and cloud? Okay, so it's confusing for most people, I understand. But again, you know, if you look at the plane, which normally travels, you know, anywhere between 30,000 and 40,000 feet. Where the temperature is, you know, 25 to 60 below Fahrenheit, so you have to have a condition and sufficient amount of humidity in the air to have a regular, you know, contrail. Okay, so that's a vapor trail, which normally disappears after, you know, 10, 15 seconds, you know.
Yes.
You know, 1 minute,
depends, well, a little
on the
longer
temperature.
Than that.
Give him 2 minutes, who cares, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and also depends on, you know, the temperature depends on the wind, the high altitude, and so on. But these, you know, chemtrails, they are spraying their chemicals at a lot lower level, where the condensation does not occur normally. And also, instead of dispersing this, condensation and the vapor condensation, the chemical, you know, spray actually spreads. So spreads and spreads. Now, then you have all kind of crisscrosses, all over the sky. I showed it to Kay too. She was kind of shocked to see.
Right.
Okay. So you just have to look at it, and it's happening in many places in the world.
I will say that the Denver area was loaded with chemtrails that weekend that I spent there. And looking back, my gosh, maybe it was that, not the airplane ride, which gave me my upper respiratory infection. I'm not sure. Hey, Zoltan,
well, Stephen Simonis
has been waiting on the phone for a long time. So let's bring him up. And also we have Chris in Live Oak. And anybody else who wants to call 479-1080 in area 831, we would welcome your phone call. But for now, let's say welcome to Steve and Salinas. You're on KSCO. Thanks for calling. Steve, you need to pot Steve up, Aaron, please.
Yeah, Aaron.
Because I'm not are you there?
Okay, Aaron is just coming in. Okay, so we're going to get under control.
CBS News update, I'm Pam Coulter.
Okay, looks like
of course, diplomatic press continues in Geneva, where high-stakes talks are under...
No, that needs to go away. And CBS needs to go away, and Steve and Salinas has to come our way.
Michael, are you there?
Yeah, now I can hear you, Steve. Sorry about that. Okay. I'm at KSCO North, so I'm not in control here. So.
Yep. Okay. Go ahead.
Michael.
You're on.
Yeah, you need to remind Zoltan that you had on Dr. Wattenberg last weekend, and he confirmed what, again, he's a part of the scientific community, that indeed climate change is real and measurable. Don't you think that would be an important point to bring up? That's Dr. Wattenberg, again, a Berkeley a grad PhD. So I just want to say, you know, Zoltan, when you try to discredit that, you need to... I actually see what the scientific community has to say about that. Is that, am I incorrect on that, Michael? Wasn't that, again, what Dr. Wattenberg
Well, actually, I know that Dr. Wattenberg has little patience for people who are afraid of chemtrails and so forth. I do know that. And it had crossed my mind, actually, to, contact Dr. Bill. But I know that he's on vacation, and I sort of didn't want to bug him. I actually talked with Zoltan about that, right, Zoltan?
Yes, you did. Let me talk to you, Stephen, for a few seconds, okay? To me, I could care less. I highly respect Dr. Bill, okay, and his opinion. But again, okay, in the meantime, ask Dr. Bill, okay, what is the EPA study on all these chemical trains, and why didn't they just come out clean, the government itself? What do they spray on it? What do they try to achieve? And we don't want to be, guinea pigs like the Jewish people in a gas chamber during Hitler time, because what is it causing? Okay, so first of all, the nanoparticles, the aluminum particles, that is not meant to be, part of your lungs or breathe it in. Okay.
Well, I can explain that, Zoltan. I'll get to it real quick and let some other people come on. My
Good.
First point I'm going to say one more time again was that Dr. Wattenberg confirmed that the scientific consensus and among his own peer group is that climate change, global warming is real, it's measurable, and it's unfolding. Now I'll get to what you're talking about. Just so we separate those two subjects, Dr. Wattenberg was very, very clear on that. There isn't any question about the scientific consensus. Now, what you're talking about next, the chemtrails, I absolutely have no disagreement. That's aerosol sulfate spraying. It's called geoengineering. And why they're doing it globally and worldwide is to try to stave off the climate change that's currently happening. It's to cool the planet, is to reflect the solar radiation from the surface of the planet. And the reason they're not, again, being forthcoming with that is it would cause a global, worldwide panic. You would have an absolute run to end the burning of fossil fuels. Now, that's not my opinion. That's what's occurring right now, right in front of us. It's not poisoning us. It's protecting us. We become the permanent maintenance men for the planet Earth as of a little over 5 years ago when they first started doing this. This is climate control by man, by aerosol sulfate spraying. And I'll take any other comments off the air. Once again, Dr. Wattenberg confirmed what anybody that actually looked into it is, that climate change is real, it's occurring, it's measurable. Thank you.
Okay, Stephen, okay. If it's climate change is real, okay, and you like the sulfate, sulfate spray, why don't you get a can of sulfate at the local hardware store and just breathe it in. Suck on it if you're happy with it. I don't want to do it. What? So far, nobody told us to any degree of certainty. You know, what's the result on the long term? Okay. So if all this prey gets on the air, it's blocking the sun. As a matter of fact, I agree. Okay, they have managed to block approximately 20-25% of the sun. If it is
and
a global,
they want to do more. Block even more.
Yeah, if it is a global warning, why don't you let it go? Actually, it's a global cooling now. So it's a total stupidity and waste of money, taxpayers' money, just because a few scientists, you know, in liberal Berkeley and other places, or Colorado, you know, they just like to have all these, chemical experiments on people. There has to be some kind of a, you know, a public, vote or some kind of a process where it's okay, fine. This is what we're going to do to you. This is what we're not going to do to you. Just look at it. A few years ago, what an uproar was in Watsonville just because they wanted to fluoridate the water. Okay, so if somebody wants a fluoride, yeah. Now come to the city hall. We'll give you a bucket and feed it to your kids.
Wow. All right, 479-1080 is the phone number to call in area 831. That'll connect you to your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. The Saturday special in progress with MZ and Zoltan. Mama K is there somewhere in the studio. If you want to come on down and get a book, it's the perfect time to do it. 2300 Portola Drive. Who is next? Why, I think that would be Chris in Live Oak. Welcome to KSCO. You're on the air, Chris.
Hey, Michael. How you doing?
Good. Great.
Good. Hey, you know, the last caller, Steve, actually, I think kind of, I was struggling with where Zoltan was going with this, I guess is what I wanted to say. You know, first you start off with the government possibly seeding the clouds, and I said, okay, that's fine. And then we went to big business or corporations trying to suppress solar power growth, I guess. And so I was really struggling with where this conversation was going. Steve, the last caller, really kind of brought it around and focused it. And I guess my question now is, Zoltan, is that your point? Is that this is some sort of global conspiracy to cool the climate?
Well, okay, I cannot be 100% sure what's going on. Okay, what I'm trying to say here is that everybody should pay attention to what is happening. Like yesterday, I took several pictures over here in Santa Cruz, and I just showed it to Kay also. All the chemtrails here, okay? So I like to have sun, okay? The sun is needed for vegetation to grow. No sun, okay, your vegetation doesn't grow. The cycle of the growing, you know, produce in California actually was expanded by over a week because a lot of the sun was blocked. I happen to have some cactuses on my property. This year I did not get hardly any cactus food to call the tuna, okay? So, and also another thing, when Dr. Bill says, okay, there's the scientific consensus. When you have a consensus, that means you're voting on it, okay? Why don't they produce some unquestionable, you know, scientific documents that are telling that, okay, well, these are the measurements we have made in all these parts of the world, okay, or we did something, measurements around the mountains or oceans, the currents and so on. A lot of things are just missing. And also this software what the UN set up for this International Climate Panel, whatever they call it, the computer modeling is missing some of the major things like clouds. Okay, so how can they exclude some, you know, very important, you know, component of this global warming, the clouds. The clouds naturally form. We have over, you know, 10,000 lightning per day, you know, around the globe. So the clouds were completely missing. Also the volcano, the smokes, They're completely missing. So they have a few fixed, you know, inputs into the system. There were temperatures here, temperature there. Some of them were, you know, in urban area where we cannot really depend on the actual temperatures, you know, on it because it's close to some kind of, a plant or the temperature is reflected from concrete and so on. So all these things, they already admitted was false. So when you say consensus, that means, you know, a bunch of, you know, PhDs or universities, they agreed to it because they get funding. They get money from the government. Okay. And the government relies on these people to support their finding, and therefore they can say, okay, well, we're gonna control the CO2, we're gonna control the people, we're gonna give you smart meter, we have to distribute the wealth. Okay, go ahead.
Makes perfect sense to me. What do you think, Chris?
Well, I think he's got some interesting observations, and observations is really all I've heard. You know, Steve had a point or something to talk about. I just don't know where this is going. I don't understand the point of this conversation. What
All right.
Besides these observations, what are you saying?
Well, what I'm saying is that, you know, look out the sky and try to learn, you know, Google these chemical trails and see how is it made. There are a lot of PhDs, a lot of smart people put up these informations. Just because of the government doesn't want to listen to it, just because the government's agenda is different than yours and mine, just because Bill Gates or Ted Turner or the United Nations, they decide we have to control the population. Okay, they're not going to come out.
So is that what this is about? Population control?
Well, I cannot say for sure, but the population control came out several times. How many people the earth can support? Okay. Then also, Bill Gates wanted to have some kind of sulfur dump, someplace in New Mexico out of a balloon. So give me a break. You know, somebody has to say, hey, they're poisoning some bunch of people here. What's the effect?
Right, right. No,
ask questions.
I get your observations, and that's fine. But we're poisoning these people. Okay, so what's the reason? What's your hypothesis on the reasoning for poisoning these people?
Well,
right now, I'm still, again, I see your observations. I listen to them. Okay, I can't disprove or prove one way or the other, but what's your point?
Well, my point is that, you know, you should contact your congressman, whoever you know, if you care enough, to find out exactly what's in these clouds. Why are we doing it? Because obviously it's not working. If they try to control the climate, because the government already admitted there's a climate, you know, change, climate modification is going on for over 10, 15 years. Mm-hmm. And if they, do this, let's say, not too far from, Boulder, Colorado, and all of a sudden, you know, the next few days, you know, the whole place is flooded out. Those people are totally stupid if they're not going to want to dig into it. Hey, what the hell is happening? Who's responsible? Because when that place in Boulder, the average waterfall was somewhere around 5-6 inches a year. That's what I recall. And all of a sudden, they have a couple of feet of water, you know.
Well,
I am getting so many sneering emails from people who I guess are just offended, and they want to kid around with you almost
to ridicule.
But here's a different one from Dave Michaels. Our Dave Michaels. The subject matter says, the subject line says, tinfoil hats. The guy who was talking about tinfoil hats should remember this. The new KSCO hats are easily lined with tinfoil. Now you can protect your brains and look good at the same time. The best part? They're free when you purchase a Healthy Start Pack. Thank you, Dave. Dave is great. Richie D. says, bravo. MZ, you are to be commended for having your guest Zoltan on today. As you may remember, I did myself finance a show about weather modification on KSCO several years ago. It might have been in 2006. A few years later, after doing research on who was behind it, I discovered Evergreen Aviation was behind some of it. They are located in Marana Air Park, just north of Tucson, Arizona. In my usual confrontational manner, I sent them an email which said, so you people are the scumbags who were spraying our skies with chemicals. The very next day, there was a police helicopter circling overhead. It made several tight passes over our house and was clearly designed to intimidate. I did manage to take a few photos of it. This is what happens when you try to speak out. People need to become more aware of this evil agenda. Thanks to Zoltan, and please tell him there are more of us out there who know this is going on. It must be stopped. And that's signed Richie. MZ at KSCO.com is my email address if you want to send us an email. And the time is 10:45 and 25, 26, 27 seconds on November 23rd. So I want to thank our callers thus far. We do have lines open at 479-1080 in area 831. Let's go to our next caller. That would be Marshall in Santa Cruz. Hey, Marshall. Welcome to KSCO.
Hey. Hey, it's nice to hear a guy with superior intelligence that can see what's right in front of his own face. Because I debated the smartest man in the world and the smartest guy in Watsonville, and neither one of them seemed to see what's right. It's all you have to do is open your eyes and look up. Come on, man.
Yeah, that's right.
How can you deny that they're not? Come on, man. That's all I have to say.
Especially when you get. Now, I'm not a person who goes around getting sick. I'm really not. I'm a pretty healthy dude, I must say. But, yeah, you know, I used to think people like Zoltan and Dave Allen and Alex Jones were not cases, frankly. And they would talk about I'm beginning to think just the opposite, that those of us who are not at least willing to consider that there might be some element of truth, or a large element of truth, or total truth in it, are the foolish, unfortunate people.
How about take statin drugs to lower your cholesterol?
Yeah.
They're the same people. The people that are taking statin drugs are the same people that can't open their eyes.
Yeah,
that's a very good point. All right. I don't normally like to engage in ridiculing of people. It's not my style, but it's very, very difficult for me to keep from doing that. The statement you just made, Marshall, is right on.
Okay, who voted to put fluoride in the water in Watsonville? Because I went to a Boy Scout retreat with my son when he was little, and someone accidentally bought bottled water with fluoride added. There was probably 50 people there, and not one of them would drink the water. who's supposedly voting to put fluoride in the water when out of 50 people, not one person there would drink it?
Yep.
I'll be honest with you, I don't know.
Okay, Marshall, a question to you. Were you looking at the sky yesterday by any chance around Santa Cruz?
Oh, I see him. I see it. I see it every time they spray. I see it every time.
So what's wrong with the people to find out, hey, you know, what's in that cloud? Okay, we like sun. Okay, now
they do not dissipate.
They do not. You're right. Okay, lynch yourself for at least 24 hours, slowly but surely spreads around and gets into the soil, gets into the fish stream. So who did anybody check on all these? Oh, we have to save the fish. Okay, where is the Sierra, club now? You know, what kind of toxic do you put in a fish, reservoir or something like that, okay? So these are the things I'm just trying to tell people. Just open your eyes, because there's kind of a mass poisoning, and some of the side effect is actually it could have killed our announcer here, Don Huizing, a few months ago, because in older people it creates respiratory problems, breathing in aluminum oxide, and then there's nanoparticles, and some of the doctors I talk to, they just don't want to talk about it.
It's crazy, man. It's like on such a huge scale.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
All right. Well, let's see what some of the others
are. You can't deny your own eyes. Thanks.
Marshall, thanks for your call to the Saturday special. Let's see what John in Boulder Creek has to say as soon as I can get John on. Okay, John, you're on.
morning, MZ.
Hi.
You know, I turned on your station this morning, and when I heard the topic, it was I was pretty pleased because it's a subject that I'm pretty interested in. What you guys are talking about, the chemtrails, that was the word that I heard years ago, and I kind of ran for cover when I heard it because of that old tinfoil hat allergy. But in looking into it more, what you're talking about is it's called SRM, Solar Radiation Management, and the IPCC's climate report actually talks about it a little bit. Our climate is changing, and it is changing dramatically, and there's absolutely nothing we can do about it, and it's not our hairspray on our SUVs that is causing this.
Yep.
From what I see, and from what I've learned, it seems to me that the sun's interaction with the Earth has changed because of the sun's activity has changed. The lack of solar flaring over the last 2 years is collapsing our atmosphere, and this is something that is confirmed by NASA and many other scientists. And the activities of HARP and other governments to actually change our weather is true. They're trying to stave off what they originally thought was global warming, and they tie it to the correlation between CO2 and temperature, and that correlation has been broken. The CO2 no longer correlates with temperature. It's just gone sky high. It's like three times what it normally would be, and our temperature is still basically doing the same thing. The one thing about the IPCC's report that I found most interesting as it relates to solar activity is the only thing they measure is the sun's irradiance, and that's how bright it is and how warm it is. But there's an electrical connection between our planet and the sun that has a dramatic effect on our weather and cloud formations. And it's happening on other planets as well. Jupiter's lost its stripe. Saturn and Venus's rotation has slowed. Wind speeds on Venus have increased over 30%. You can see auroras on Uranus that you've never been able to see before. There's that 30-year storm on Saturn that came 10 years early and lasted 200 days, and it's only supposed to last 10 days. There's all kinds of stuff going on out there, and they're not talking about it in the media. And if you get off your butt and actually research it a bit, you're going to find that there are many factors that affect our weather that have nothing to do with the carbon emissions. Pollution is a real threat, and it is creating problems, but it's not doing it's not causing these changes to our weather as the governments and the UN would have us believe.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
And John, also thank you very much for your call. Let's go to Evergreen in Santa Cruz. You're up next. Hi, Evergreen.
They've tarnished my name.
Oh.
That wasn't me.
No, I know, I know. Hey, Zoltan, I appreciate this topic you brought up. It's very important we talk about it. I just get so depressed every time I see them in the sky that it makes me tune out. But anyway, I wanted to let you know that I've got some documentaries on DVD disc. One of them from a woman who in Sacramento named Deborah. Mm-hmm. I can't remember her last name exactly, but she did one called Skylines, and it's actually documented footage of her out gathering this spiderwebby, cobwebby kind of stuff that comes out of that was coming out of the sky when they were spraying, apparently from like malfunction of the emission nozzles on the planes.
Yeah.
Anyway, she
got kind of chads, yeah.
Pardon me?
Yeah, it's a kind of a chad, which is almost like a cloth type chad. Which is impregnated with chemical stuff, so it flies all over, because they were able to pick up the metal chads before, and it was reported earlier years ago on the weather reports in local station, but these plastic chads, okay, impregnated with the chemical stuff, cannot be seen with the radar. So go ahead, yeah.
No, exactly, and they drift, and it shows actually footage of her gathering it, and I've seen it in person in a plastic bag. She had it analyzed, and it definitely is the nano aluminum and the barium salts and all that kind of stuff. And
yeah.
I can get you a copy of that if you're interested. I can leave it for you at the station.
Yeah, by all means, I'd love to see it too. And also another side effect is the barium. is when they give it to younger people, actually it cuts back on their sperm count and their ability to have erection. Okay, so it's got a side effect. If somebody wants to reduce the population, I said, why don't we just deball the males, you know? So chemically
deball them. Yes.
The disappearing males.
Well, that, yeah, that's what
now,
it
what is.
Is
that stuff that I should avoid?
Well, a lot of things. Avoid breeding. How about that?
Yeah. Now, but what were you talking about that reduces erections and lowers sperm count?
Okay, that's called barium.
Barium? I thought that was always good. But maybe that's...
I was drafted in the Hungarian army back in the 1990s, and they fed us barium on almost on a daily basis. Uh-huh. Okay, so make sure we don't get...
It's a good way to bury them.
Yeah, a good way to bury them is barium, yeah.
Yeah.
And also, other side effect of the aluminum oxide, this nanoparticle, okay, creates, breathing problems, creates a problem in the lungs, and also in my, they had some heavy duty chemical spraying, chemtrails, just weeks before, Don Husing, our employee here, died, and just from 1 week to the other, boom, he just went away.
One aspect of the spraying is a lot of this chemtrails, they drift inland with the air currents. And
that's
then
correct.
They settle in the farmland and increase the aluminum content of the soil, which makes it more difficult for seeds to grow.
Yeah, the pH content of the soil is changing, and there were people who made studies on it, and they looked at the soil, on the actual open field versus
the snowpack also on Mount Shasta and on the Sierras. The snowpack is the concentration of aluminum in the water that melts into the water supply, of course, eventually, I think it's like 400, 500 times the concentration of aluminum that's supposed to be there, maybe thousands of percent. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, some places that was too. I think it was reported in the Phoenix area, and I actually did call the Santa Cruz Water Department and ask for the copy of the... chemical content, what's in the water, analyzes and so on. And I looked at for some of the aluminum, some of that stuff, and last year's report, that's the latest what I had, did not show any high concentration locally in Santa Cruz, but again, some other places north of San Francisco area, information was different.
Yeah.
Evergreen,
yeah,
well, thank you for calling the Saturday special, okay?
You're welcome, and I'll get that. And happy, healthy holidays to you and your mother and everybody and the listening audience.
Yeah, thank you.
I love what you do. I appreciate what you do, and God bless us all.
Yeah, we just have to open our minds and ask questions. Okay, just like years ago, they always had the bumper stickers: "Question your government." So
yeah,
it's still
question
the
authority. 479-1080. That's in area 831. Again, 479-1080. Is the phone number for you to call if you want to join us here on the Saturday special. Jim in Aptos, you're on.
Hi, this is fascinating. I wanted to ask Zoltan, what's your source?
Well, just Google all the information, Google the YouTube, and open your eyes when you see all these planes, Jim.
Okay, I'm my family is sick today. We're all sick with cold and stuff like that. And I'm standing outside, and I'm looking at planes. They're up there right now, flying around. There is not one trail in the sky.
Well, it doesn't happen every day.
Well, why won't it happen today when it happened yesterday?
Well, why don't you ask the EPA or ICPA, how come they don't spray today? Because sometimes they're gracious enough to give us some sun.
I went to the National Weather Service, and they say the relative RH values are in the single digits today.
Okay.
That might have some relationship with it, what the atmosphere is at the time, what the relative humidity is at the time?
I do not know all the information. Okay, they pick, some of these spots, then they know there's a gathering of clouds. They do that also in Hawaii. Okay,
we know that the Earth is getting dimmer. We've known that for, gee, there's studies going back 60 years for canyon evaporation that shows the Earth is getting dimmer. And we...
Would you like us to hold you on after the news, which is coming up in less than 20 seconds?
Okay, I'll do that, sure.
All right, stand by. All right, so there's another hour ahead, gang, on your favorite radio station, the Saturday Special, 479-1080 or MZ at KSCO.com if you care to participate. It's KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It's 11 a.m. Here is CBS News.
CBS News, I'm Pam Coulter. All signs point to progress in the Iran nuclear talks in Geneva, but...
They remain very difficult negotiations. I think it's important to stress that.
British Foreign Secretary William Hague among those trying to tamp down expectations. CBS's Margaret Brennan is there.
Negotiations have been ongoing. They'll continue into this evening. We do know that Secretary of State John Kerry intends to fly on Sunday to London. So there is a little bit of a timetable there, but frankly, it's not clear just whether they're going to emerge from these meetings anytime soon with an agreement in hand and an announcement to be made.
Observers say civilians are among the dozens killed in government strikes on rebel targets in northern Syria. Reporter Ben Gilbert's in Lebanon, a neighbor overwhelmed by Syrian refugees.
This past week in Lebanon, we've seen at least 10,000 people come across the border. And Lebanon already has nearly a million registered refugees in a country of 4 million people.
After soaking parts of California, Nevada, and Arizona, a storm system is heading toward New Mexico with the promise of widespread snow and freezing temperatures. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovic says it could also foul up Thanksgiving travel in the east.
We're going to be having wintry weather spread out across the southern plains this weekend, and then as we push farther to the east, the effects will be more in the form of rain, especially across the southeastern U.S. and along the immediate eastern seaboard.
High school football is offering a diversion to one tornado-ravaged Illinois community.
The tornado cleanup in Washington, Illinois will be put on hold as the town's undefeated high school football team plays in the state semifinals.
Really nice just to get back to normal because that's everything's just out of whack right now in Washington. And to be able to put your pads on and have something normal, it's good to hold on to that.
Mason Shockley is among several players and coaches who lost their homes in last Sunday's tornado, which destroyed 60% of the town of 15,000. Jim Grisula, CBS News, Washington, Illinois.
As the world reflected on John Kennedy's assassination, the city of Dallas highlighted how much has changed in the past 50 years.
Dallas will forever be associated with John F. Kennedy, but the main message this city wanted to send with the world spotlight on it on this assassination anniversary...
This was a lifetime ago.
Mayor Mike Rawlings portrays this as a pivot point where any lingering scars on the city's image disappear.
He and our city will forever be linked. In tragedy, yes, but out of that tragedy, an opportunity was granted to us. The chance to learn how to face the future when it's the darkest.
Barry Bagnotto, CBS News, Dallas.
Operations back to normal at L.A. Airport after a car crash and false alarms about a gunman prompted the evacuation of two terminals last night. This is CBS News.
Tuesdays on CNBC Prime, the car chasers are all new, and they know that finding the right car to flip is an art.
We gotta buy this car!
Refurbishing it to make it sell is an art.
Oh, I can fix that.
But making a profit? Well, that's a fine art.
You just dropped 70 grand.
Booyah!
Don't miss the Art of the Car deal and the Car Chasers all new Tuesdays at 10 Eastern and Pacific. CNBC at night is the all new CNBC Prime.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
You have it tuned in to KSCO AM 1080, as well as sister station KOMY 1340, proudly serving Santa Cruz, San Jose, Salinas, and Monterey. It is 4 minutes and 15 seconds after 11 a.m. on Saturday, November 23rd, 2013. This is Aaron Schur with your local King of the Hill traffic and Central Coast weather. Taking a look at your roadways in and around the northern Monterey Bay Central Coast, all roads seem to be traveling up and to the limit. This includes highways 1 and 17, both in the north and southbound directions, as well as all inland highways in and around the northern Monterey Bay Central Coast. Defective traffic signals are still in place at 183 and Salinas Street, so keep in mind of that. An animal hazard was reported near Carmel Valley Road and Cachacua, I don't know how to pronounce that, in Monterey. Unidentified animal is running around in the roadway area around that area, so keep in mind. Your Central Coast weather forecast for today, continuing sunshine with highs in the mid-60s throughout the better part of this afternoon. Northeast winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon. Your Central Coast weather boaters forecast for today, east winds 5 to 15 knots, wind waves 1 to 3 feet, northwest swell 3 to 5 feet at 8 seconds. If you have any traffic tips to report, please call in 831-475-1080. That is 831-475-1080. Make sure to report all traffic tips before the top of the hour news. It is now 5 minutes and 40 seconds after 11 a.m. Stay tuned for hour number 2 of the Saturday special next with MZ. And now a special word from Kay.
Hi, everyone. This is Kay Swirling. MZ and I are quite proud of the station you're listening to. Quite frequently, I meet people who express their appreciation for KSCO, one of the few remaining independent, locally owned radio voices left in our country. Of course, this is gratifying, but it's very important that you understand and keep in mind that KSCO is made possible by three things: advertising sales, book, hat, bag, and other KSCO gear sales, and in particular, longevity health product sales. You see, every time somebody in our audience purchases longevity products such as Beyond Tangy Tangerine or the Healthy Start Pack, that person is directly supporting our operation and making it possible for us to continue to serve our community. We feel good about recommending these products because they are of the highest quality and they do work. I know, because I take these products every day and I can enthusiastically vouch for their goodness and effectiveness. I first heard Dr. Wallach's message about taking charge of your health through nutrition nearly 20 years ago. I strongly believe in nutritional supplementation over toxic prescription drugs and invite you to help yourself and help KSCO and KOMY by trying and using these products as I do. Visit KSCOteam.com or KSCOhealth.com or call one of your local longevity distributors. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay Swirling.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside track.
Well, one thing is for certain. There's no way you could call this program boring. No way. Anyhow, call 479-1080 to participate.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
And it's about 9 minutes past 11 on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. Hour number 2 of the Saturday special commencing. It's a Saturday Comtrails special, I guess you would say. Our special guest is none other than Zoltán Egerisi, who escaped from communist Hungary many years ago and has really come to appreciate the life of a free person, and is quite concerned that we are headed down a very, very dangerous path of losing our freedoms here. And he has been wondering about what he sees increasingly in the skies with these chemtrails. And we're carrying on a discussion today on the Saturday special. If you want to participate, give us a call at 479-1080, 479-1080. That's in area 831. Or you can email mz@ksco.com. We promised we would hold Jim and Aptos over. And so, Jim, you want to continue where you were last hour?
Yeah, I was saying that we know that the Earth is dimming. It seems to be getting darker. It probably dimmed about 4% in a couple of decades up into the 90s.
I've never heard that before, but we'll take your word for it.
I didn't hear about it either. Well, if it gets darker, then they just have to stop, you know, coming up with all these artificial, you know, clouds. Then we get more sunshine.
I have a source. I have a source, and you can look up the sources on Wikipedia. I know Wikipedia itself is not a source, but there are studies that go back in Australia 60 years, and so it is sourced, and it is in peer-reviewed journals, and so you can study that we are getting darker. And one of the things that they notice that we're getting darker from is sulfur emission, that they believe that sulfur emission has a lot to do with it. And we had a huge change in 1991 where we had Mount Pinatubo. That changed our atmosphere dramatically in 1991. Since then, the particulate matter has been dropping because that stuff from Mount Pinatubo was, you know, high up in the clouds. Now, we have a huge amount of sulfur being pumped into our atmosphere right now. And if you go and take a look at ship tracks, go Google that up too. Take a look at ship tracks. Ships are dumping huge amounts of sulfur into our atmosphere. And if you look at the images of the ship tracks, contrails pale in comparison to the amount of gases that is blocking the sun from the ship emissions. So without a doubt, this is happening. All planes and all ships have the potential for creating, blocking sulfur emissions. So the other thing I want to get back to is that I'm looking up in the sky today and I see planes up there. Now every plane flying above 30,000 feet has the potential for making contrail. They're not happening today.
Now, well, it doesn't happen every day.
It doesn't happen every day. That's right. And why is that? Well, every commercial airplane is using the same jet fuel. They're burning at the same rate. They're flying at the same altitude. Why does it differ from day to day?
Well, okay, here. The question, because those planes are flying a regular commercial jets. They're on a regular road. Okay,
but
so all these other chemtrails, they are zigzagging back and forth, looping. They're not even going into areas where it was, regular commercial traffic. Like here in Monterey Bay area, they do the chemical spraying offshore so people cannot see it. That gets mixed together also with the regular humidity, the fog. Then it comes in. Go ahead.
I have to ask you, what's your source?
What's your source? I open my eyes. Hello?
His eyeballs are his source.
Well, do you think I have to be so dumb that only information is correct, what the government tells me what's correct?
No.
Okay, when it comes to these ship tracks, okay? All right, so your solution would be my solution would be that why don't we just shut off all the traffic coming from China, so get rid of all the garbage so people could make own toys and gizmos here in this country so we could get the jobs back. Okay, so that's for the ship tracks. When it comes to Mount Pinatubo, what you were mentioning in the Philippines, that volcano produced enough cloud and poisonous sulfurous gas, which is more than 2 years of all the cars combined in the whole globe. So they were trying to blame this on cars and SUVs. So that's a bogus whatever you say, no?
No, but we are dumping stuff into the atmosphere.
Yeah, and sure. Then why don't you just get on a horse and walk on a horse? Don't buy any gas. Don't use any electricity. Don't even try to plug in your electric car because it's produced by coal.
I'm not afraid of change. I would see a change, and if it's detrimental to us, I would change. I would modify that. I'm not afraid of us having ships out in the ocean. I'm not afraid of automobiles. I'm not a fearful person. And I'm not afraid of these supposed chemtrails.
The problem with these chemtrails, they're not going to kill you overnight. That's a long-term process. I talked to doctors, it creates Alzheimer's disease. It's not going to come on from this week to tomorrow.
One
the accumulative effect.
What is your source?
What is your source? Open your eyes and get on the internet and study, because the government is not going to tell you. Well, in the long term, we try to reduce the population to only to 2 billion. In other words, we have to kill, 4 billion people. Okay, that's what Mao Zedong did. That's what Stalin did. They created mass starvation, and the news media didn't say a word about it. If you had anything against it, okay, they threw you in jail.
If you heard Michael Olson today, it's a lot easier to kill people by just starving them. You don't have to.
Oh, that's faster. But here we are loaded with lawyers in this country. Sooner or later, one of these lawyers is going to file a federal lawsuit to stop this chemtrail or something.
Okay, very good.
Just open your eyes and study and ask questions too. All right, you and I, we are breathing the same air.
That's all Zoltan asks, is for you to open your eyes in addition to your lungs.
And let me mention one more thing. Did Hitler ever tell the Jews we're putting in a gas chamber, we're not going to give you oxygen, we're going to give you cyanide? Okay, so today we're not getting cyanide. We are getting barium, we are getting a nanoparticle in aluminum, we are getting some other crap, what comes up in the artificial cloud. They're blocking the sunshine, they're blocking the D vitamins from children, okay? They're blocking the essential, sunlight from the vegetation, so it takes a week or more just to grow the vegetation because the strawberry doesn't grow in a shade or in darkness. It needs sun, water, and soil.
I tend to listen to your arguments. If you could quote one peer-reviewed journal that has any of this information.
Well, I don't care about all these journals, what you're looking for, and all these PhDs. As far as I'm concerned, they're prostitutes of the government. They'll hustle for some kind of a grant. Okay, use your common sense. Okay.
Wow. You know, Zoltan, he could have a point there, Jim and Aptos, and I think he might. Well. Anyhow, thanks for calling. Gary in Live Oak, thanks for waiting almost a half hour. You're on the air.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry people are out there. They're like shadow boxing. They don't have the darn specifics. And the argument that he's not afraid, yet, sees the king walk down the street with no clothes on and pictures him fully, clothed. A child playing hopscotch can look up in the air and tell the difference between a chemtrail and a contrail.
Yeah.
A contrail will drop and it will spread, and when their sprayers don't work, it'll form like a cotton candy that's referred to as toxic candy. This is a specific operation. It's called Operation Cloverleaf. It's run out of McLean, Virginia, by a body called MITRE, MITRE. And it's run by former CIA head James Schlesinger. Now, what MITRE does is it coordinates the Department of Defense, Homeland Security, and the FAA, which means the airplanes cannot go off course unless it's coordinated through MITRE. You find out that James Schlesinger is also the head of the Belfer Center of Harvard. John P. Holdren was head of the Belfer Center until he was appointed the President's Science Advisor. John P. Holdren, Paul Volcker, the gentleman that owns the largest aluminum company in the world, Several CIA people besides James Schlesinger, including Wolseley, and there's a third CIA person on this particular MITRE organization. They do contract Evergreen International out of Oregon, which is run by Delford Smith. They used to be Air America. They've got a huge aviation field.
Air America,
yes. Yeah, they used to do the drugs. They used to move the dictators like Duarte and other people around South America.
Wait a minute. Air America was a liberal talk radio network.
No, this is that
folded a few years ago.
Air America.
No, you don't mean that Air America. You mean a different Air America.
The Air America that was used by the CIA. All these are, you know, simple, easy Googles for anybody to find. Now, USA Today, May 12, 2010, I had a front page article called Toxic Dust, and they went through the various items that were found in toxic dust that were injuring the troops. And from analysis worldwide in Western Europe and the United States, here in California, when those pieces of cotton candy or toxic candy come down, when they've been analyzed, they include aluminum and barium and some of the other things your guest has mentioned. And if people want to go to USA Today and look at what each one of those chemicals does in the most minute portions, the most nano of particles, the damage is supreme. They also acted. There's a NASA report that came out 60 days before the 9/11, and it was a PowerPoint 220-page documentation or PowerPoint presentation. And they talk about fingerprintless crimes. They talk about nanoparticles being a weaponry that can be used. That there is no crime against it yet. You look at the organizations such as the Club of Rome and the Bilderbergers and the other people talking about the eugenics depopulation. You find Ted Turner, you find Bill Gates, you saw Jacques Cousteau calling for the reduction of the world population by 350 people per year. Ted Turner talking about reduction of the population by 90%. You've got a huge monument in the state of Georgia called the Georgia Guidestones that wants the world down to 500 million people. And you go back and you look at the celebrations around this monument with scores of people. Myself and Anthony Hilder, who MZ knows of, we went into a hangar over at Fort Ord, and there are three test planes that test the air in the Monterey Bay area. The employees know all about Operation Cloverleaf. They're forbidden to say a word about it. Anthony was able to get, as kind of a dopey journalist going through, just taking some pictures. He got in a couple of the airplanes there. By the way, there's a couple of drones in the same hangar that are boxed. But it's not a mystery to the people who know, and it's certainly should be on the very top of the health department's list of people that are dying younger and younger.
Gary, do you feel that people are coming around and people are at least beginning to open their minds on this subject and similar topics?
By hearing the program today, I had to slap my forehead and go, what's wrong with people that they can't, you know, see something that's so clear and the evidence.
So the answer is no. The answer to the question
there are more people, and it doesn't take a majority. It takes 2 or 3% of people that know what they're talking about to influence the rest. Like that one person that says, you know, that was so trusting. He needed to follow somebody. He needed a journal or a person in order for him to go in a different direction. Unfortunately, he should be one of the leaders. He should do the research. He should find out the damage it's doing to him and his family, and he should be angry that the government's lying to him.
Okay.
But in fact, Georgia had left me an email. I guess she's been on vacation for a week or two, and she asked me to come in and talk about this very subject this coming Wednesday. The newspaper of UCSC, the City on the Hill, carried an article on it a number of years ago. But it is not, you know, it's not a secret to people that are alert and aren't sitting around watching the football games and the soaps.
Okay. Well,
one last thing. If people go to newsexpose.org, there is a video. All they have to do is click it. It's called Man Against the Machine. And there are pictures of chemtrails being dropped over UCSC, and the topic is addressed in some detail. But that's a freebie.
Gary,
if you go to newsexpose.org and just double-click where it says Man Against the Machine, they'll get a couple of lessons on the chemtrails.
In case there might be some of the listeners and callers who might want to ask you some questions, would you mind staying around for a little bit with Zoltan and myself?
Yeah, that would be very useful.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay, Gary? Yeah, we got about a half hour left of the show, maybe 35 minutes. So stay as long as you can. Let's see, who would be next? Another Gary, this one in Santa Cruz. Welcome to the Saturday special, Santa Cruz Gary. You're on with Zoltan and Gary in Live Oak in MZ.
Well, good morning.
Hi.
Morning, yeah.
I wanted to comment on the chemtrails, but it seems like there's been a lot of information released that's pretty valuable. I had my doubts about it, but I can't rule out anything with this government anymore.
Yep.
As far as Dr. Bill Wattenberg, I have trusted and agree with him on many things. But to come out and say that global warming or climate change is settled as a settled science, or it's clear that it's happening, I do not agree. I disagree 100%.
So do I.
I think that the climate change, the whole process of it is to control the population of the Earth through cap and trade, carbon taxes, etc. I believe it's insanity to classify carbon dioxide as a pollutant.
Yep.
They used to pump it, or still do, into greenhouses. The plants would grow faster. It does not cause warming. It follows warming. And there's been studies done on that. You can go on iceagenow.com, which is a Robert Felix website, and who wrote two books, Not by Fire, but by Ice, and Magnetic Reversals and Evolutionary Leaps. And if you consider that the ice caps at one time that created the Great Lakes were a mile thick, and they melted. Now, what kind of warming do you think it took to melt those mile-thick ice caps? You got the Little Ice Age, which was caused by the Maunder Minimum. That was a time when the sunspot cycle of the sun had gone to the point of almost zero. We are heading that way now. I believe the sun is the only cause, or the majority cause, of the cooling and warming on Earth. Right now we're going into a cooling phase, I believe. And when that occurs, the sun weakens, magnetic fields weakens the Earth's magnetic field. The North Pole right now is traveling a mile a day north. You can Google it. And it's gone in, I think it was 60 years, it's gone as much as it did in the last 200 or 300 years or something like that. It is increasing its speed. And what happens, according to Robert Felix, is that when the Earth's magnetic field weakens, it allows more cosmic rays in, that creates more clouds, and actually can darken, in a sense. Creates more clouds, creates more cooling, and there you go, along with magnetic reversals, which have been tied to ice ages.
Yeah, that is true, Gary.
Magnetic reversals have been tied to ice ages multiple times and to extinctions on Earth multiple times.
Well, I hope that's not where we're headed.
Well,
we could be, but...
they're going in cycles, and for years, you know, it was 30 years ago that Time Magazine and Life and everybody else had front covers about global cooling. I think the hype over global warming is done by the multinationals in order to put their carbon taxes in, and anybody that's attended a city council or supervisor meeting or a legislative session, they use global warming and sustainability to impose laws that bind us down as slaves and taxes, as if we were hooked up to one of their
part of the Agenda 21.
Yes,
yep.
And the IPCC is complicit in that, along with the United Nations, or United Nothing, as I call them. Yeah, it's as far as the chemtrails, or let's say just trails, as far as jets go, regular jets, and it's chemtrails, you know, I wouldn't be surprised, but you have to look at the weather conditions. Like today, for instance, I'm out on Seabright, the end of Seabright. I see clouds over the off to the south, clear sky overhead. The jet went over right now, you would probably see no trail or a very short one, but as soon as it entered that cloud band over there, you'd probably see a trail start forming, because it is conducive to forming a regular trail. Chemtrails, well, maybe the same thing applies. I don't know.
No, that's indicative of a regular airplane. If it goes through a cool zone, or if it ever hits an area where there's ice crystals, but when you see the spread, it's very, very clear. It'll drop down like a drape, and it'll spread over a whole area. And if you get up early enough, you'll discover that your blue sky has turned white because of this pattern. We have pictures.
Gentlemen, we got to move on. There's a lot of callers here. We want to thank Gary in Santa Cruz for calling the KSCO Saturday Special.
Here is
the great Ben in Salinas. Go ahead, Ben.
Yes, this is the great Ben. I'm calling to address Zoltan.
Mm-hmm.
Is he there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You know what, Mr. Zoltan? God bless you, and I thank you. I thank you for your intellectual, intelligent approach as someone who has paid the price of freedom. You can't imagine the Jews in the 30s and 40s ignoring Hitler or Auschwitz, and by ignoring it and not looking down, it's just going to go away. Look at these guys calling in. There's no chemtrails. We're in the Bill Wattenberg Club. If Bill Wattenberg is such a world genius, how come he's not putting up his solution to the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear leak that's killing the Pacific Ocean? To that caller that says I'm not afraid, if you can see the Fukushima nuclear disaster that's may kill off the northern hemisphere, if you can see all that and you're not afraid, you're a damn fool. Like Zoltan says, people, look up, open your eyes, and use your computer. It's called a brain. Another thing, the Evergreen Airlines, anybody that studied Iran-Contra, Hassan-Fuss, or Ollie North, you know that the Evergreen Company is a CIA asset.
That's correct.
And those planes are A-10 fixed with turboprops and nozzles, and the chemical, the propellant is ethylene dibromide. Ethylene dibromide, made in North Carolina, and it is an absolute carcinogen, as is barium salts, aluminum oxide, aluminum acetate, cadmium, and Mycoplasma incognitus. You people, stop being the low-information morons that go along with what General So-and-so says. If we're not about freedom, we're not about nothing. And Mr. Zoltan, I could not salute you more. And you know what?
My parting
message is this. Those A-10s with the turboprop spraying that stuff, there's no pilots. Those are drones. They could not. Does anybody flying those planes would be guilty of treason, because they know what they do, but they're paying for it with our money, but they have no intention of telling us until we're the ones on the slab.
Ben.
And I'm sorry to be so cold.
Wait a minute, Ben.
Yes, sir.
You suggesting a moment ago that there are some morons who listen to KSCO?
No, there are some low-information idiots those are not contra. If you listen to Bill Wattenberg, when people ask about the chemtrails, as I have done, those are chemtrails. It dissipates ice crystals at 30,000.
We might need to do an audit. We haven't done one of those in a long time. KSCO is well known to prohibit stupid people, including morons.
Well, I'm sure there's people out there that would put me in that club. However, I don't give a damn. I don't call KSCO to be in anybody's popularity club. However, I have been calling the Salinas Airport since 1992 when this crap started. And you know what their response was? We have no answer to those contrails, because anything above 50,000 feet is under control of the Air Force. Now, if you're buying
well,
that... No, absolutely not. That's like buying Hitler's orders and sending your family in, that they're going to give them a bar of soap and put them in the gas chamber. They're going to take, you believe that they're going to take a shower until they sweep their bodies out in ashes. No. Like the Jewish people say in their synagogues, never again, never again. Look what we went through yesterday. We must say on behalf of our beloved president, never again. We must find out who killed our president. I think it's the same people that pulled off 9/11. However, if I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. But like Zoltan says, look up.
But that would be 40 years later.
Who cares? Dead is dead.
Well, you have to know your history.
And I do know my history. I know.
Just like what, you know, what Gary was mentioning before. You're still on the line. Okay, this classified operation, the Cloverleaf, okay, you know, the people who work in or had anything to do with the government operation, they have to swear that, you know, this will not be, seeing any daylight. So, in other words, they cannot talk about it. The same
Thank
thing,
you.
Same
Thank
thing
you,
with
Zoltan.
Bill.
Thank you for your intellect and your courage, Zoltan.
Yeah,
you
just have to, yeah, you appreciate it. You just Thank have you. To open your eyes and don't swallow any garbage what the government tells you.
Just give me the damn truth. I don't care about anybody's political anything.
Thank you, great Ben. Now we're going to go to Ron in Santa Cruz. Ron, welcome to KSCO. You're on the air.
Hi, I took a bite of cereal.
I knew you were doing that. That's why I hit the button to put you on the air.
I knew you did, and I know you love to eat. Mike, listen, here's the deal. Zoltan, I love Zoltan. Everybody that knows Zoltan loves him. He's one of these guys he's just one of these guys that is so capable of so many things. Anyway, getting back to this, I was looking up in the sky, came out of PetSmart, looked up in the sky, it was a beautiful blue sky. As I was going in. Then I come out, here comes a plane coming straight up in the air just spewing this stuff, right? Yep. I said to the gal, look up in the sky. You want to see a chemtrail? Go outside, look in the sky right now. We went out there, look. This line of chemicals just spewing out. And then I said, now it's just going to stay there. A contrail will dissipate. Chemtrails don't dissipate. They lay across the sky. And then they dissipate into these spider things that you're talking about, and it just all comes down. I also was looking up. I saw a plane going up the coast, spewing chemtrails, and one coming right back down, coming from Monterey, going up, one going down. Now, all of a sudden, I'm looking at the plane with my binoculars, and all of a sudden, the chemtrail just stopped, and the plane flew on. Now, that's not a contrail. You don't all of a sudden, it doesn't just stop, man. We watched contrails when we were kids. You know, I got a lot of relatives in the military, a lot of pilots, and the contrails are contrails. Chemtrails are so blatantly obvious. And, you know, it's just, you look up and you see a plane spewing this vapor out of the back of it, and then all of a sudden, bingo, it just stops and keeps and continues in the same, going in the same direction. It's just blatantly obvious. And Gary, I love Gary. Gary Arnold is one of the smartest guys I've ever heard in my life. He's so well, informed, and I just wish that he was one of our senators. And that's all I gotta say. Love your station, Mike.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was a very kind thing to say, Ron, in Santa Cruz. So appreciate the call. Now we have none other than Rory in Watsonville, who holds the record for waiting on the telephone today.
Hey, Michael, hands-free, cleaning the car, so no problem. Hey, okay. great show, great topic. I've observed these trails in the sky for 15 years, probably. Like Ben, I noticed them. It's like, what the heck? I've looked at them with binoculars, observed, and they're not condensation trails. They've got something else in them. And anybody can go look it up online. There's people that photograph the valves and the nozzles turning on the jets as they're flying. You can watch it. Just like the other caller said, he watched the binoculars, he watched them go off. So they're definitely happening. The other thing is, this does tie in. I am going to agree with Zoltan, I think Gary, and some of the others. This is tied in with population control, ultimately, because for the government to come out and say that carbon dioxide is a pollutant and needs to be regulated, there should have been riots in the streets. Because everybody can remember from seventh grade science, the carbon dioxide is a necessary gas for life, it is the plant food. The whole life cycle on the planet is based on carbon, not a pollutant. This is insane. We should be asking our leaders, why are they buying into this lie? So keep
for
up the
money.
Good work. Yes, and it's population control. You know what this is? Ultimately, it's man playing God. They think they know better, and they do it in secret. We're supposed to be a representative republic with accountability, and they buy people off, and individual citizens are traitors when they buy into the system knowingly. And we've got to be more vigilant. It's essential, because I agree with Ben. What's it going to take? You're marching you off because your life is damaging the planet, so for the better good, we're going to exterminate you? Is that what it's going to take?
That's where it seems to be headed, according to some people.
I'll make one last comment. Mount Pinatubo, one volcano in the Philippines, dumped megatons of pollutants in the upper atmosphere above 80,000 feet, cooled the Earth for 2 years. So these chokers that believe that man, little old man, burning a little carbon-based fuel is changing the climate, they're playing these games with these chemtrails. And I photographed them December 9th, 2012, over in the valley. It was so, I've got the photos. If anybody wants them, call me. I'll send them to you. It's so stark what they were doing. And they are not, and nor are they able to account for the Indonesian volcano that's going off right now. Multiple volcanoes out in the ocean. There's one under Antarctica. Are they accounting for this? They're using, and I want people, you don't need scientific journals to know this. The same proponents of man-made global warming, they're mathematical models to predict what's going to happen 50 to 100 years. And they come on the news, like right after the typhoon. They go right to the global warming scare story right after the news report. Oh, the oceans are going to raise 5, 10, 15 feet in the next 100 years. No! You know, needless to say, the oceans have been rising since the last ice age ended. But anyway, the same math models that your average meteorologist uses to predict the weather next week is the same math models that the AGW, the anthropogenic global warming proponents use to predict calamity. Okay? And the average weatherman says after 5 days, your forecast will flip the coin. So just use common sense, people.
Yeah. Rory, another thing is all these people, these were afraid that their islands are going to sink, like the Seychelles and some other ones. They were promised tax money from this global taxation, the CO2 taxation. In other words, the United Nations says, fine, okay, we're going to give Al Gore and the rest of the, the rest of the morons, okay, a Nobel Peace Prize. So a Nobel Prize, so nobody should question it intellectually because they got a Nobel Prize. So here they're working in the background using the global warming for international taxation. And these guys, they were going to be recipient just like the Philippines. Okay, like, they just had this huge typhoon in the Philippines and the United Nations representative from the Philippines, he was I'm so sorry, sort of. That guy is a damn criminal because he was part of this, United Nations fraud for spraying in the Philippines, so they could create a bigger typhoon. So they're happy now we can collect money for all these problems, just like a natural disaster, just like what they did in Indonesia after the tsunami. They collected $1 billion and they used 100,000 1 billion. They used $100 million for actually reconstruction, and they kept $900 million for themselves. So that's just a scam.
Who is that? Is that the UN?
UN, yeah. It's the same thing. Same thing. What happened in Haiti? They collected $1 billion. So and people in Haiti, they're still in debt.
Yeah.
Right?
Another thing is that typhoon, that wasn't unprecedented. They've had those kind of typhoons.
Yeah, they have typhoons in the Philippines and all over for thousands of years. There's nothing new about it.
How come they come on the news and they say there's never been a typhoon this strong?
Well,
and everybody just accepts it. Come on, people.
That's stupid if people never question what they say in a radio or a TV, because not true.
Zoltan, the thing is, you and I, Michael and the others, that got an education know how to read, know how to think for ourselves. And unfortunately, and we've had this discussion before, the education system in this country, the public education system, has been designed to dumb people down.
Yep.
So they can't think. They don't want to read. It hurts their brain to read. It's and people, if you don't see this and you don't get your kids out of this, you're sending your kids into an ignoramus future, and they're not going to have the wherewithal to fight that. So anyway, I'll let you go. I've got my wife looking at me here, so I need to bail out.
Okay, thanks for your call, Rory.
Take care, John.
Yeah.
Bye.
Now let's see who would be next. How about Matt in Carmel? Hi, Matt in Carmel. Welcome to KSCO with Gary and Zoltan and MZ.
Okay.
Hello, Matt in Carmel.
Yeah.
I would love to do Warrior Youth.
Okay, let's listen to this. I think we're eavesdropping on a family, on a domestic discussion here. Maybe it'll evolve into a squabble.
All right, real quick. I'm going to get back to the
Now it's getting boring.
Okay.
Hey, Matt in Carmel. Hey, Matt in Carmel. Yeah, okay. Did he just hang up or did you hang him up? I didn't hang him up. Our next caller would be our good friend Richard N. Watsonville.
Thanks for taking my call, Michael.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you guys doing?
All right.
Everybody sounds like they're on a different microphone today, Michael.
Well, I'm on the microphone at KSCO North.
Oh, okay. Let me say that I've heard the word aluminum oxide and barium thrown around a lot here this morning. I even heard Zoltan saying they gave it to him in the military.
Oh, yeah.
What would they give that to you guys for?
Well, so we wouldn't be chasing girls, okay? So we wouldn't get...
I think you got that mixed up, man.
No.
You got that mixed up because barium is what they give you before you take an X-ray so they can see what the hell's wrong with you inside.
For that too, okay. But again, you can, they can give it to
you're
anything.
You're talking about saltpeter, man. You're talking about something else that they do to bring the sex drive down on men during war. But
well, that was one of them.
You never use the word nitrate, eh? When you use the word barium and nitrate, and you throw a mercury switch in there, you got a big bomb. Now, if they're spraying all this barium around with this aluminum oxide, then all you're going to need is a couple of planes to come along with some nitrate, and then all we need is a spark, and it's gone.
Well the way they are spraying, they have different tanks. Okay, they come in different spray. Okay. So it's also a United States patent, okay, just the way this whole spraying system works. So once again, you and I don't have all the details since it's classified.
Well, no,
exactly what they print.
They're spraying over in Hungary.
I saw it with my very own eyes.
We've got a worldwide problem here.
Yeah.
And you're saying we're paying the bill for everything?
No. The EU, United Europe, they pay part of it. The U.S. I see the report here. Okay, it's allocated $22 billion.
Do you see the chemtrail spraying going on at nighttime when the moon's out?
Directly from USA Today is right from their front page article, and they're talking about, this is Navy Captain Mark Lyles. This is the worst scenario he's ever seen. He says it fits the symptoms, the timing, and everything. He talks about the toxic dust. He says the metals include aluminum, lead, magnesium, strontium, and tin. The metals have been linked to neurological disorders, cancer, respiratory ailments, depression, and heart disease, according to the Environmental Protection Agency.
So you didn't say the word barium, Gary. You didn't say the word barium then, did you?
Well, question it.
The one that's saying the word barium, Gary, is Zoltan here, and he said that the military's given to those guys over there so they don't have to.
No. That goes back 40 years.
I give you barium, you're going to do all kinds of weird. That's a heavy metal, man. You can't even get that out of your body.
That's why they're spraying, okay? So
no, they make you drink it before you take an X-ray so they can see what the hell's wrong with you.
Yeah, but you have to figure out that's a medical use and what percentage they give you. Okay?
It's a milkshake.
Yeah, I know. I talked it before.
All I'm saying, Zoltan, is listen. You know, you got to be aware 24 hours. The other night, I said I almost felt like calling a radio station, which was impossible to do. because there is almost no live radio at nighttime anymore. And I went outside, man, and the sky was lined up. I mean, the planes were lined up. There must have been 50 of them in a straight line going. I mean, spraying all over the place. And I'm not talking 30,000 feet. I'm talking 15,000 feet.
Yeah.
And when I see them in the daytime with high-powered binoculars, hey, there ain't no markings on them planes, Zoltan. I don't see no windows. So, yeah, maybe Gary's right. Those are planes probably in the boxes, Gary, but the drones are up in the air.
Well, it could be drones, but, of course, their government's not going to tell you exactly what they're going to do to you.
Well, who
cares? What do you mean, who cares?
You know, obviously, you've opened your eyes and taken 7 pictures, and this has been going on for decades.
Yeah,
now, this is going to be the Saturday special of the week, see? It almost makes Wattenberg look, you know, somewhat respectable.
Okay, Richard, let me come back here. I found another article published that same day, and it says Lyle's teams measured the settled dust. And then he's talking about aluminum, 7,521 parts per million. Then he talks about barium, 463.
Why do you want to hear that, Gary? Don't you live here and you look, you know, you just had Rory on from Watsonville, Mr. Farmer. Now ask him if his farm is doing any different than it was before. It's probably doing better.
It's a long-term effect.
Environmental Protection Agency, they say that barium, it causes
EPA
breathing problems, heart palpitations, muscle weakness, heart and liver damage, and that's to your troops out there,
according to your doctors.
And this is the stuff.
Let me tell you about your EPA, man. I go out here in my backyard and I light up a barrel with some garbage, and the smoke comes out.
Smoke's coming out of you today, Richard.
I tell you, they call up and they send the fire department, the cops, and they give you a fine now for burning trash in your backyard.
Aluminum being spread on the families and their food and their water.
Perlberg. Check this out, Gary. We can get Neil Perlberg here on a Tuesday night doing this off the lip show. I guess it's a surfer show. Check this out. He brings on Solomon from Channel 8 TV. I call up and I say, Solomon, how come, you know, Solomon's the weatherman that does the weekends, I guess, or something. But check this out. I asked him how come he doesn't show us the chemtrails while they're, you know, doing the satellite pictures from above for the weather stations. We can see them from the ground. Why can't they see them up there? They say they can see a pack of cigarettes. He would not answer the question. Neil Perlberg says, oh, this is too much for us. And they go to a commercial. So you tell me what the weathermen are saying, Gary, and why doesn't the EPA do something about it, Gary? They're doing everything to us down here on the ground. Like Zoltan says, all we can do is open our eyes and observe.
Well, that's true.
You guys
have got the nerve to shoot it down. Get ourselves a rocket launcher.
Just attack and not take facts. You know, there's not much we can do at this end.
I think Matt in Carmel has called back here. We
all
want to
thank
Richard in Watsonville for his call to the Saturday special. Hey, Matt, so we tuned into you when you were having a discussion with your wife and not paying attention to us.
Yeah, sorry about that slice of life there. Yeah.
All right. Well,
just when I thought it was going to get good,
it got boring, so we moved on.
Yeah, the more I got disconnected, the more determined I became to call and just to have my little word. I just wanted to make a meta point first about the whole thing, that anytime you have a sort of understanding that everybody's supposed to agree with, whether it's chemtrails aren't real, you know, Oswald killed JFK, whatever it is, it's always a sign to look at it deeper and say, wait a second, why is it that you're not supposed to look at this any further?
Yes.
And I wanted to tie that in. Yeah, and I just wanted to tie that into something that I think is probably the biggest one of that type of thing that's going on right now, which is electromagnetic radiation. And I would really like to request that you guys do one of these shows on that topic, because that is...
We've done it with Dr. Cara Barrett and Richard B. Luther II. We've already done
fantastic.
That.
I missed that one, but I just wanted to encourage people, if you look at something called the Bioinitiative Report, and I think it's bioinitiative.com, .org, there is so much scientific evidence about what that stuff is doing to us, and it's so pervasive now that you literally cannot escape it. There is nowhere to go on the planet, hardly, unless you want to go to the Tibetan Plateau or something, to get away from it. And it is so detrimental to us that we need to really open our eyes and look at that. So thank you for doing a show on that. I don't know if you would do another
one. You're welcome.
I
wish we could somehow figure out a way to close the show with something that's not depressing and negative and making everybody who wants listening to this want to commit suicide.
Well, how about everybody waking up? And thank you for letting me get my word in on that.
Okay. Cool. Well, you have a good one. Hey, it's not every day that we get someone named Scarlett calling the KFCO Saturday special, but today's the day.
I don't know if it's going to be a happy ending if I keep talking, but when one of the previous callers said, why doesn't the EPA do anything about it, I tried them several years ago. And basically, in the very end, after four or five conversations, actually, they called me back, which none of the local agencies would. I spent several hours in Santa Cruz County trying to, you know, get anybody to listen to me about chemtrails. This was also a while ago. And what I got, asking for some literature, was one and a half pages from NASA, that was, you know, my comment when I talked to Bruce again was, you know, this thing looks like it belongs in a junior high school or grammar school school book. This isn't giving me any information. And he basically, after all the conversations, said he wasn't sure what I was talking about. He'd heard about it. I asked him to watch a documentary. He said he did. He was still skeptical. But he also commented that in the end, if I needed more literature, I would have to contact, I thought he said, the Marines. He didn't say the Air Force, but he did say the air was theirs. So he couldn't do anything about it.
Well, this is an outrage.
Well, when you live the kind of life that probably it's the Gary I think it is that's listening or waiting on the line.
Gary should still be outrageous for our whole lives
because you fight for things. And sometimes you win, and most of the time you win if you have enough backing.
Here, Scarlett, is that you can ask all these government agencies when the information is classified, they just, you know, beat around the bush.
Well, I knew I was being recorded, too, because the phone was, you know, United States government, it would say.
It doesn't matter if people record you. As long as you're telling the truth, who cares whether someone's recording you or not? I don't care if someone records me.
Well, it's just, it is a crazy world. Sometimes I think it's getting better. If you really want to see a whole lot of chemtrails early in the morning when the sun is rising, just before it starts to rise, you'll see from Aptos, Seacliff area, scores of planes. The sky's already loaded. So when most people wake up, they think it's like foggy out or something.
Maybe that's why we have so many characters around here. Someone's calling in right now.
Okay.
We're not going to be able to take that call, I don't think.
We'll see.
Thank you, Scarlett. I appreciate your call to the Saturday special. Thank you, Zoltan. Thank you, Gary and Live Oak. And I also really want to thank the California Grill in Freedom, the wonderful organic food, fresh restaurant that you should all try if you haven't already. May I ask you a personal question, Zoltan?
Yes, sir.
Have you tried the California Grill?
Not yet.
Are you willing to?
Yeah, by all means, yeah.
Why?
Are you inviting me?
Well, not today, but
okay.
I mean, sometime for sure. I'd love to take you to the California Grill, but you shouldn't wait around for that. No one should wait for a personal invitation from MZ to take you to the California Grill, because you're going to be missing out on something. They're right there at the corner of Airport Boulevard and Freedom Boulevard in the Freedom Center, I think it's called, shopping center. And what did I have there the other day that was that was just mouth-watering that I'm going to be drooling all over the microphone just thinking and talking about. That was a Reuben sandwich to die for. Now, the traditional Reuben sandwiches have Swiss cheese. I do not like Swiss cheese. I asked them if they would substitute pepper jack. And they said, why, yes, we would. They're very, very accommodating at the California Grill. And so it was a fantastic, I mean, it was probably the best Reuben I had ever had in my life. You too can have what could be the best Reuben you will have ever had in your life by going to the California Grill. Again, it's the corner of Airport Boulevard and Freedom Boulevard in Freedom, in the Freedom Center Shopping Center. Okay, so what are we going to do next week, is next week the last day? This is the 23rd, and so it's the 30th. Yeah, next Saturday is the last day of the month.